I pray that I may speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In order to get here this afternoon, I drove along the Hog's Back, and as I was doing so, I was picturing in my mind all of the confirmation candidates coming from various parts of the diocese, some like me from the Bourne and Tilford and Rowledge and Frensham, coming along the Hog's Back, others coming from Hinchley Wood, others coming from as far afield as Nork, others from Thames Ditton and Walton-on-Thames. So the picture I have in my mind is just all roads for this afternoon leading to this one particular place. But actually, those roads began a long, long time ago. For some of you, they began in this country when you were baptized, because this service of confirmation is the time when you now, as adults, have decided to make those baptismal promises your own. Others began their life in other countries, in places like Korea or Japan, and yet we've all come here today. What I think makes this such an extraordinary and beautiful service is not only that sense of you coming from not just all the corners of Surrey, but literally from all the corners of the world. What makes it so beautiful is your courage. When I was confirmed hundreds of years ago, it was just the tradition, it's just what you did. You turned up at church one day, and the vicar, if you were in the choir or if you were in the Sunday school or whatever it was, just said, right, you, and you. In 4 weeks' time, the bishop is coming, so it's confirmation for you. So you went along. What we didn't actually say to the vicar was that most of the boys there in particular were at a single-sex school, and the confirmation classes were co-educational in all senses of the word. So of course we went. Of course we did. But that's not true for you now, in your generation. Now it's a deliberate and careful choice. And I believe it requires the most enormous courage to stand up in a building such as this, in front of your friends and your family, and say that from now on, you are going to try to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, I shall be using a very ancient symbol during this service. I shall lay my hands on your head and shall confirm you. It's a sign, a symbol, that the church has used for now almost 2,000 years. And for you today, it particularly means that you are being strengthened by God's Holy Spirit. Now, if you think back to what prompted you to want to come today to be confirmed, might have been parents or family, might have been the local vicar, might have been friends, doesn't matter what the prompting was, you are now here. And God knows that you are being courageous, and God knows that you need today, and you will need for the rest of your lives what all of us need, which is his strength to go on being one of his disciples. And that's what the Holy Spirit is confirmed in you. Now, those of us who've tried to be disciples for a very long time know that actually we quite often get things totally wrong. We make a lash-up of our lives and that too will possibly happen to you. But what we also know is that in those moments, if we turn yet again to Christ, he will forgive us and renew us and strengthen us. Now, the other reason I use that sign and symbol of the laying on of hands is that it has also been used by the church over the centuries as a sign of sending people out. And from this service, you, the new confirmands, are sent out by the church, by God. And what he's asking you to do is to be his disciple in your way in this generation and in the generations that lie ahead. I've no doubt at all that for you, being a disciple will be, because of time really, will be different from what it's been for me and for others of my age. And for you, as for the rest of us, none of us knows what lies ahead. But what we can be absolutely certain about is that no matter where we go, no matter what our journey may be, no matter what people we may meet, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, in his risen presence and through his Holy Spirit, is deeply within us, strengthening us, comforting us, and enabling us to go on. So from the rest of us to you being confirmed tonight, thank you. Thank you for your immense courage. Thank you that in your generation you are going to take the light of Christ out into the world. And there, your task is a very simple one, but very difficult at the same time. It is to love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Make that the commandments spoken by Christ, make that your kind of compass bearing wherever you go and whatever you do. From this night on, do everything in the power of the Holy Spirit to love God and to love your neighbor in Christ's name and for his sake. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for being new disciples of Christ. Amen.